Hello, hello. I have Adam Gallaud on the phone with me, and he is wonderful, number one. And actually, I think that I've probably spoken about him many times in the past. But one more special thing about Adam is that he is really good at dating younger women. In fact, since I've known him, which hasn't really been that long, I've probably seen you in about three serious relationships with very hot young women who are awesome. Like each of them were individually amazing, really outgoing, wonderful, spunky, intelligent women.
Yes.
All I think under the age of 30. And how old are you?
Pretty much. I just turned 50.
Okay, perfect. So they're just a few years younger than you.
Yes.
So this is an area that you have become an expert in,
Yes.
is getting younger women. So what's the secret of getting young? I know it's a pretty broad question, but
Well,
what
there is
made
a
you what
secret.
oh is there okay tell
Yeah,
me the
there really
secret.
is. It's a 17-part secret
Okay.
because we
Yep.
really broke it down. Just quick background. I was married till I was 39. I had no idea how to date. I was totally useless, but I'm a great writer, communicator. I'm a
Okay.
television writer, producer, and I taught poetry at Stanford and all those things. And those things really came in handy online. So I really began online. And
Okay.
when I first got divorced, I didn't think anyone would date me. Literally, I didn't think anyone in the world would date me. And I'm not kidding. I'm not exaggerating. I thought I was finished. I thought I was a
Really?
total failure in my life, seriously.
Yeah,
And
okay.
because of my online skills, writing skills, I was meeting, lots and lots of women. But I really kind of dated in my age group. I was around 40, and I dated mostly, women who kids, I coached baseball, so I met them at the baseball field. And
Right.
when they came up divorced, like flowers popping out of a field, I would nab them.
Right.
Because we knew each other, but I didn't know how to meet women. But I became very, very good at it. And but I never really looked down into the 20s because I was like, well, they probably think I'm some old guy. And I was so wrong.
Okay.
It took me a while to really, and honestly, it took me a year of a good friend of mine who was dating lots of girls in their 20s who are awesome women, ahead of their time, loved older guys because they're experienced and they have,
Okay.
they know what they're doing in the world much more than guys in their 20s.
Oh, definitely.
It took a year for me to even believe him, and then I started experimenting with how to communicate with younger women. I met the amazing Kat Tastic, who was my girlfriend all last year, who's my co-author on this book, by the way.
Oh, wow. Okay, cool.
Oh, and she's hilarious. I mean, oh my God, when she was here at dinner at my house the first time, my 16-year-old was like staring at her. They're closer in age than we are, of course, and was staring at her boobs basically because she's very pretty.
Yeah. No, I
And
met her. She's beautiful.
yeah, and she just turned to him and goes, and this is literally the first thing out of her mouth. She goes, "As your new mother," which is
I
very funny. She goes, "Breastfeeding will be promptly at 9."
like it.
Now, those two guys are still really good friends, and she and my older son are they're buds, They went out to music together, but we had a fantastic bond because she, like a lot of the women I date who are in their 20s, are super smart, super ambitious, like ahead of the guys their age, and I am not meaning to put down guys in their 20s. But guys in their 20s generally are figuring out their identity in the world. And so they don't really have the kind of attention or nurturing that an older guy might have, a guy in his 30s or 40s or even
Okay.
50s.
So is that one of the things that women are looking for? Is that what you're
Yeah,
taking?
that's what I discovered. And I can tell you, I got literally 2,500 emails in 5 months because I know how to shape that online.
Right.
But also learn how to communicate with them in ways that, and this is like one of the key things, how to be authentically youthful and loving of life rather than falsely young. And throughout the
Okay.
program, we go through all the aspects of how to dress, how to arrange your house, even how your car looks inside, to how you communicate, what you talk about, where you take them on dates, where to meet girls who like older guys, but in a way that's authentically you. And the big secret is that the younger women, not all of them, obviously, but a lot of them, really want guys who are older and more experienced for who they already are. And that's really the big secret. And like there's 17 different advantages that we talk about
No,
that people.
I'm going to interrupt you for a second because I actually agree with you because my husband is 10 years older than me, and I met him when I was 23 years old, and he was 33. And the main thing that I did like about him that I had never really experienced in a man before was, well, number one, he was a man, so that was really interesting to me, and number two, he was just so certain of himself, and no matter what I did, he didn't shift his behavior. He didn't try and like I don't know, watch Buffy the Vampire Slayer with me or so, you know, something young. I don't know, trying to think of things back then that I wanted to do. He was very happy to compromise and be open, you know, to doing things with me, but he was very clear on who he was, and he wasn't trying to adjust himself to seem or act younger so that what I would approve him. He was very content and didn't want to change who he was, and I love that. That's the main thing that I've always been attracted to him about.
You know, that's, I couldn't have said it better. That's one of the advantages, is that the solidity of a guy in his 30s or 40s is, and again, I'm not putting guys down in the 20s. It's just a natural progression.
Well, yeah. Well, does this work for guys who are in their 20s? Because you're talking about dating younger women, and I know that you're a 50-year-old who's dating women in their 20s. What about, like, does everything that you're saying, because I already know that I believe that it does, transfer over to guys who are younger, so that if there is a guy who's in his 20s or in his 30s and he wants to date, well, I guess a woman who's 18 or 19, something legal.
True. Yes. Actually, we have a guy who is 28 who wants to, you know, want to date 21, 22-year-old, and everything in the book. You know, he was someone who really was claiming his manhood early. You know, there's an extended adolescence in this country. You know, I had the pleasure of meeting the editor of Esquire magazine.
Oh, wow.
And yeah, we had this huge long discussion at lunch, and he was talking about how adolescence, I think he wrote a book on it or a big long article, how adolescence in America, for a number of reasons, has now stretched into like the late 20s. So there are guys in their 20s who are, you know, your students, people who study dating or relationship, personal development, who really do develop faster than most of the people in the culture. Okay. And everything we talk about in this book about solidity, experience, having resources, being a better lover, you know, not trying to change her like young people tend to do. You know, as you get older, you kind of say, all right, this is who I am. I want someone who is as I want her, and I'm not going to waste my time and energy trying to change
making someone. Exactly, molding them. Well, actually, I want to take a step back to something that you said earlier. It was when you were talking about your friend trying to force you for a year to date younger women. Can you talk to me about what was possibly holding you back, or what was going on that you wouldn't attempt?
Honestly, I think part of it was a little bit of self-confidence. I was like, I don't want to get shot down. I'm pretty good at what I do. Okay. You know, I have great dating experience with amazing, beautiful women in their 30s mostly. And 20s just seemed like another step up. And I didn't know that I had anything in common with them. That's the other thing.
So what do you have in common with
them? A lot. Well, okay. First of all, I filter very carefully personally for women who are ambitious, who want to do something, who will value – and this is the key filter, guys – the key filter is, will they value a man who has more experience, contacts, resources, and I don't mean just money, I just mean people. You know, someone who they can learn from and grow from, because that's really sexy for younger women.
Oh, definitely.
So it's particularly useful for women who are ambitious, want to start their own company, who just want more out of life than your average, you know, Bravo watching, you know, zombie girl.
Right.
Who has no ambition. And I'll tell you, in the book, actually, we give a bunch of the profiles I used, and I really honed this, but my opening line for my best profile was, I'm a man at the height of my powers, and you are a young beauty at the threshold of your possibilities. See, that poetry background came in handy.
No, definitely. So, well, what about offline? Is what you're trying to teach people as useful offline? Because you're quite poetic in person as well.
Yes.
Okay, so what about people who are not as eloquent with words as you are?
Well, yes, we tell them where to go, where not to go. You know, you're really at a huge disadvantage if you're going to go to bars and clubs. You're going to be the old guy at the club. Nobody wants to do that.
Yeah, I'm 30, and I feel like the old girl at the club. So I don't, you know, it would be difficult for me to imagine that. Yeah, I understand what you're saying. So where are some places to go to meet younger women?
In the, you know, we talk about a bunch of places. To meet them?
Yeah.
Okay, first of all, hotel bars is a much better place. They tend to be more sophisticated. Okay. You know, good hotel bars, if you live in cities here, SLS, for example. Usually women who go to the nice hotel bars actually want a guy who's got some more, you know, grit in the world.
Okay.
You know, and look, there's obviously gold diggers. You got to watch out for that. And we actually teach you how to filter for that by what they say. Kat is an expert at this because she's a master of – I mean, I've never seen anyone like handle guys the way she did.
Okay.
She met a very famous dating guru with me once, and she goes, so you're a famous dating guru? And he goes, yeah. And she goes, so how come you can't even look me in the eye? You're scanning the room as you walk in.
Exactly. Goes,
that's connection, and just took him down. She went to another thing and at a bar, and these guys like, hey, you know, are you a Lakers fan? That kind of thing. She goes, yeah, each of my nipples, one is painted yellow, one's purple.
Jeez.
And didn't even know what to say, you know, because he was trying to be all cool with her, you know. So she knows how to take guys apart. But there are other ways, you know, using your authority in the world, what you do, you know, there's various kind of meetups that you can go to. You could form your own social group. That's, by the way, you know, it's one of the biggest things I teach my guys, you know. I do a little bit of coaching, not a lot. I take a few people a month, but what I teach them is to become the social hub. Women want, you can disagree, but I don't think you will. Women really want leadership. They want to be claimed. They want to be led in an enlightened way.
Exactly. No, I will not disagree with that statement because that is exactly what I teach guys as well. Yeah. And that's always my suggestion too. If you don't find something on Meetup, start your own group. Even if you do find something on Meetup that is everything that you want in a group, start your own group, because then you put yourself in the position of leader and of the organizer, and it lets you feel more comfortable, and it lets you be seen as that guy who has this group.
Exactly. If you can become the hub of your social world, and we show how to do that too. Yeah. Sounds like we do some things in common. I'm not surprised, because they work.
Yeah.
But how to become the hub of your social world rather than the you know, a spoke in somebody else's wheel.
And exactly.
Yeah, so that's super, super important. We show there's a bunch of ways to do that.
So I'm going to keep interrupting you, but what about guys who don't have sparkling charisma, let's say, and they like start from the very, very basics. Like if there is a guy who may not even be newly single, but who's like 40 to 50 or even, you know, 40 and above. And he's like, I can't go for younger girls because they're younger. They're not going to be interested in me. What would in your program, like what would you coach him through? What would you tell him to do? What would be the first thing?
Well, what we do, actually, we lead through the program, you know, getting this, it's actually the beginning of, I think, almost all the programs I've ever done.
Yeah.
Because what you I'll bet you agree with this too. The guys who come for this kind of information are self-improvement people. They're people who want to make their life better. So they're often open to reassessing themselves. And what happens is a lot of guys who come to us are already good guys. They just haven't really owned their qualities. So like I said, there's 17 qualities that we go through that women really love about guys who are a little bit older than them or more experienced. So the first step is, and that's the first sort of module of this program, is to really get a firm grip on what it is you have to offer. And then the second, there's a whole module on how to handle conversations. So what to talk about, what not to talk about, how to turn conversation into a place where you're leading and taking her deeper than she's talking. You know, so you can actually lead her into deeper emotion, deeper reflection, you know, really feel her in a way that a lot of younger guys really can't because they're jumpy and their bodies are full of testosterone.
Okay.
You know, I remember it very well. But really settle into who she is and be very trustable so that she can relax and open up in ways that other guys can. You don't have to be sparkling to do that. You just have to be present, you know?
Yeah, exactly. So basically what you're just teaching men is how to have confidence, because it sounds like, you know, if you were to read this program, although it's tailored towards guys who want to be with younger girls, it's really for guys who want to be with girls. Because overall, exactly. You're teaching all the essential skills for guys. Because as you said in the beginning of the call, like you want to be your authentic self, right? So you're not really shifting depending on which age group you're talking to. You're still owning who you are.
Yes, but yeah, I guess the one twist here is that we really teach leadership, which is okay, you can do that with anybody, but really like standing in your power of who you are and how to really like conversationally take leadership. And those are some really simple techniques. I'll tell you a couple, you know, that
yeah,
we teach.
Yeah, please tell. I would love
very,
that.
Very simple things like when she's talking to you, one of the things that young women complain about young men, of course, is they just want to jump their bones, of course. You know, why not? It's natural. That's how we all got here.
Right.
But it can be unnerving. So we have ways of grounding conversation, of reflecting back to them. So here's some examples. It shows her that you're really in the conversation and that you're thinking about her. You know, one of our big rules is, this is one of the big rules of all dating, you always want to make women feel safe, special, and sexy. Those
are 100%, yeah.
I love that. You know, we talked about that actually.
Yeah.
Really want a woman to feel those things. So how do you do that? You reflect and let her know that you're really in the conversation. Yeah. So there are small little communication techniques that you can use. So here's one. You can say, as she's talking, you could say, you know, listening to you, it strikes me that you, whatever it is. But you preface it by saying, you know, listening to you, which actually may sound extraneous, but it actually puts in her brain. And I've been studying that. There's a great book, Side Point, by the way. I love this book called The Happiness Hypothesis.
I've heard of that. I have not read that, but I've heard of it, yeah.
God, it's so good because it talks about how the brain actually works and processes information.
So
you preface things like this, it alerts her that you're actually listening to her in a deep way. Or, you know, I'm looking at you and I'm thinking that whatever it is. I mean, I'll tell you one thing I said to young nurses. I dated a bunch of nurses. And I brought them to tears with some of these lines. They're true. But I said them naturally and then I realized, wow, that's powerful. You know, like I'm listening to you. And I'm thinking you spend your whole life taking care of other people and nobody takes care of you. And literally women have burst into tears when I said that because it's so true. And because I was truly listening to them and listening to them talk about their lives. You know, nurses, by the way, give it up for nurses. They work super hard and they get no respect.
Oh, absolutely. My mother-in-law and my sister-in-law are nurses. And
there you go.
So I appreciate that. Actually, when you were just saying those two things, listening to you and looking at you, my physical response was actually a warm feeling in my belly that kind of felt like butterflies. That's the response. Literally from just hearing those words, because it's really nice to hear. It's just like immediately it makes me feel special. And you weren't even directing it towards me. It's just exactly what you said. They are trigger phrases, I guess would be the right thing. But yeah, there are things that, but they still have to be genuine when you're saying that,
because
I can feel the passion in your voice when you're explaining it now. As soon as it's sleazy and you can tell that there's something else behind it, you know, some of them will obviously still listen to you, but then discover later that you're an asshole. But the more genuine and authentic you are, the more wonderful that butterfly feeling will be in a woman's belly. So yeah, so sorry, continue. I interrupted.
Well, that's just one example of the kind of sort of conversational triggers
that can
be authoritative. And what not to say, of course. You know, there's like fun flirtation, but it's always flirtation from a place of leading. And one of the things we talk about, and I really believe this firmly, that, you know, a lot of pickup stuff and seduction stuff is like really fun when you're in your 20s, but it's kind of goofy when you're older. However, it's true that the stuff sometimes works. You know, it's like it shows that you're confident, you know, when you tease a girl and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But what we do is we show how to take that teasing moment and then take her deep suddenly, like kind of almost shock her. That, wow, you're actually taking this woman seriously. You know, an older guy is taking her seriously. You're not like other people your age. You're, you know, like that kind of thing. And we give all those triggers about how to give them appreciation. And again, this is for women who actually are, you know, unique in some way. They're not just, you know, bar girls.
Right,
this is not really necessarily a book to pick up bar girls.
I'm going to interrupt. Bar girls can still be very unique and interesting.
They can. It's not been my experience.
Okay.
That's just my experience. But you're absolutely right. But you know what I mean? Like party, like young party girls. And I have dated, I got to tell you, especially with the internet, dating profiles I give and sort of how to write to them online and set up your profile. I've dated women who are, and I'm not even kidding, Playboy cover models, lingerie models, professional sports girls. You know, anyone who's like great at what they do wants older guys. This Playboy model wrote me. I thought it was a joke. She was so like ridiculously over the top beautiful and natural. And she's been, I think she's the most photographed international Playboy cover model.
Wow.
And so I called her right away. She wrote to me and I said, you know, we had this great conversation. She was clearly smart. She was worldly. She didn't say she was a Playboy model in the beginning.
Right.
And then I said, I got to say, you know, you're an amazing woman. You're all the way in Denver. I'm in LA. You know, why'd you write me? And she goes, well, first of all, I never date men under 40. She's 24.
Okay.
She said, I don't believe men really come into their looks until they're 40. And they really don't. And again, please, nobody take offense. But just, they don't know anything until they're 40. That was her perspective. But a lot of younger women feel that way. And older guys don't know it. And I say older guys, 30s, 40s, whatever, late 20s. You don't realize how much you have to offer just in terms of your experience, your groundedness, you know, your knowledge, your wisdom. They love that.
So what's a tip, actually, because when I'm listening to you now about men, you know, being knowledgeable and more experienced and being leaders, what's a tip for guys so that they don't wind up becoming arrogant with younger women? Because I have interacted with a lot of older men who constantly remind me that I'm younger, and I can't stand that.
I'm so glad you said that, because we have a whole chapter on how not to do that.
Oh, really? Okay, great.
Never do that. Oh, you'll learn one day. We have a bunch of phrases that we collected from young women that are phrases that men have said to them that just turn them off in a second. Like, you know, you'll understand. Nobody likes to be told.
Oh, I hate that. You'll understand. Can you tell me some other phrases that guys are saying?
Oh, with all that kind of stuff. You know, you'll understand. Oh, you just don't know because you're young. Oh, you don't know anything yet. You've never had a lover like me. Oh, God. You know, because, and it's, by the way, it's true, but you don't say it. You know, because if you have more experience, you probably have more endurance. By the way, sexually, another thing that we talk about, right. Older guys, you tend to have a lot more endurance sexually. But you don't say that. You don't lead with that. It's just gross and stupid.
Right. No, I completely agree because those things, first of all, they don't make me feel very good. And maybe if I were younger, I may try and fight or value myself in front of the guy to try and prove that he should be with me. But ultimately, I won't like myself in the end if I do actually get that guy. It won't be something that really amounts to anything. It'll simply be a challenge that I've gotten this person who has put me down in some way.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's interesting. So can you like maybe to tell my guys who are listening, maybe give, I know you've given a lot of tips already, which I really appreciate.
Yeah.
Can you give maybe two really solid tips or things that guys can do right now, one of them to help them get a better mindset for dating younger women, and then one of them can be something that guys can actually do to start dating younger women right now.
Okay. Well, I'll start the second one first. There's a lot of like practical, which websites are better, which are worse, you know, where do you find them, where do you take them on a date, all that kind of stuff. But there's a bigger point, which is that women who are young, especially if they're significantly younger than you, you know, if they're like their young 20s and I was in my late 40s, their view on the world is at the beginning. You know, their eyes are faced forward into life. As you get older, you start looking back a lot more, you know?
Right.
So one way to really greet them where they are and to really live in their world and vivify their world is to take that position with them side by side, looking into the future, you know, looking forward. You know, as you get older, you tend to look back a lot more.
Interesting.
And that's one of the really delightful thing, by the way, about dating much younger women is that they bring all that joy and cheerfulness and optimism and
enthusiasm for life.
Enthusiasm. Yeah, exactly. You know, David Data, who's one of my favorite teachers, says that a young woman is like, it gives you a reason to live. You know, it's like the freshness of life. And it's not about fucking and it's not about sex really, but it's just being around someone who has that natural blush of hopeful youth that just makes everybody feel better, you know? And I'll tell you another thing. I asked a longevity expert what this guy has like 110 clinics around the world.
Wow.
So I asked him, I said, what's the number one thing I can do to keep up my vitality? You know what he said?
Date a younger woman.
Said, date younger women. And I laughed and I said, no, really? And he said, no, really. When you take any mammal, male, older, put it into a cage or an environment with young females, you know how you like kind of stand up straight, puff out your chest and all that? In fact, what's happening is your body is getting ready to reproduce. So it's not just external stuff, but internally, your hormones start changing. Your immune system gets bolstered. You literally get healthier and more vital. Your body gears up for reproduction and, you know, youthifies, if that's a word. Is there a word? Rejuvenates.
Youthifies is a word you just made up right now, and I like it a lot. So let's keep it in. It's perfect. Basically you're saying that I am slowly dragging my husband down. Thanks for depressing me.
I wouldn't say that.
I'm just joking. That's okay. This is all really interesting. Like, so biologically, it actually is better for you to be dating a younger woman.
Yeah, and I say that with no joy, by the way, because I have so many great women friends in their 40s and 50s who have a really hard time finding somebody.
Right.
And the truth is that, you know, we are, whatever we are socially, we're also creatures.
Right.
And men are, you know, the males of the human species are built to have children right into our 80s, and women aren't. And so there's something that's very primal and natural about an older man, especially as he knows his power, to want to be with a younger woman, even if you're not making babies.
Right.
But it is very natural. And again, it gives me no joy because I know how painful it is for older women who are single.
Right.
Very hard to find great guys their age. So they have to look 20 years ahead, that kind of thing.
Or they have to inject some enthusiasm back into their life and start looking at the world positively rather than negatively.
And that's true. And again, I don't say with any malice toward women who are in their 40s or 50s, but yeah, I mean, as you get older, you tend to get more cynical. You've seen more shit, and you've seen what jerks people can be and how untruthful people are and how really truly unconscious everybody is.
Right.
People really don't know what they're doing. They're really led by their unconscious. And by the way, that also comes from the book I was reading, Happiness Positive. They said that it's not that your mind, your rational mind, drives your emotional body, but that your rational mind is actually just an interpreter, a commentator on what your emotions are telling you to do. So we tend to just justify things rather than reason like make reasonable decisions. Most of our decisions are just justifying our emotional desires.
Really?
So it's a little mind blower, you know?
No, that's interesting. I thought you were smart for a second. So now it's
I'm smart because
it's great. I think that's actually a really good statement to be explaining right now. Cause I think it is all about it. Mindset, kind of what you're saying. And I think as you do get older, it's easier to justify, to fit into what you picture yourself to be rather than completely readjust again. It's tiring. It's exhausting to readjust your belief system. And instead you fit everything into what you perceive yourself and the others around you to be.
People are unconscious, you know? Yes. And I guess the second thing you asked me was, you know, what could guys do right now? So the big theme of the book, and we do it in every aspect of your life, is to be authentically youthful rather than falsely young.
Okay.
And what that means is you've got to, and we show how to revive your adventurous spirit, how to be, you know, fit is obviously very important. Doesn't mean you have to go to the gym and build gigantic triceps, although, you know, right, good body never hurts. But a sense of adventure and fun is very important for younger women. They want to see the world. You know, take them to whatever, if you can't travel a lot, ethnic foods, events, stuff they've never seen because they're young, you know, they're younger.
Absolutely.
So get that adventurous spirit back in your life and they'll naturally be attracted to.
Yeah. And that goes hand in hand with being a leader. That it's so funny because every single thing that you're talking about just always gives me flashbacks to me being with my husband when I was 23 years old. One of the things I loved about him was that he was introducing me to new things constantly. It was new music and new foods and new ways of being that I, you know, still fought against as well because they were new for me, but they were still exciting and fresh and different. And as I said before, he never apologized for who he was. He was like, this is me. This is my world. If you want to jump in, you're more than welcome to come along. And I absolutely loved that. And I continue to love it because he's still, you know, staying strong with who he is. One more thing that I do want to ask you.
Yes, ma'am.
For guys, okay? Mm. I know that in your program, you're going to walk them through everything on how to actually, you know, gain the confidence to be with a younger woman. But for guys who do end up being with younger women, what is one small tip that you can tell guys that will help them from not becoming little puppy dogs who just follow their younger hot girlfriend around?
Oh, God. Ugh. Well, if you do everything we say in the book, you'll never do that.
Because okay.
No, it's all predicated on taking the lead, conversationally, setting up a date, setting up the next date, choosing where you're going. Really down to micro level, because the micro really tells the macro. So you've got to just do that from the start. And again, it's conversational. It's how you touch her. We have a whole chapter on body language,
wow,
on how to keep that authority. And again, here's a great example. I'm a dad, right? I grew up, yeah. I brought two sons up. And so, you know, they were always running around. So I'm used to like having a hand on them when I'm crossing streets.
Yeah.
You know, and so when I cross street with a woman, and they love it, you know, my hand goes over back, stepping upstairs or over a curb. And it's very gentlemanly, and it's kind of we're thinking about the word chivalry and the new chivalry in a sense.
It is.
And it's just being a caring man. And I'll say one more thing about that, okay?
Yeah.
So a lot of younger women who want to date older guys, there's a lot of reasons. There's some basic categories. There are girls who are ambitious, and all they know are guys who drive pickup trucks and are going nowhere in life, and they're in small towns or outside cities, and they write to you all the time. They're dying to get out of their towns. They're dying to get out of their towns. So that's one kind of category. Another is a category, obviously, you had a bad father. So they respond really well to someone who has a little paternal care and nurturance. So there's a lot of opportunity to help heal women like that. And those women you have to be very careful with. And we talk about how to help heal those wounds by providing a trustable source of masculinity.
Wow.
And then there are women who had great dads and are kind of like recreating that great feeling. And they love that paternal caring, you know, that kind of nurturing fatherly. And I don't want to hit the fatherly word too much, but you know.
Right. I know exactly what you're saying. But yeah, can you dive a little bit deeper into the fatherly word, maybe to expand on it a bit?
Yeah, kind of paternal caring. You're almost like the king of a nation or a head of a tribe. You know, you're the one who takes care of her. You know, like the woman I'm dating now, who's adorable.
She is. I've met her as well.
She is really astounding.
And very intelligent.
Yeah, Harvard girl. Not that, you know, not in her 20s. But, you know, she said early on that she was a hard-driving young professional. She went to Harvard. She was the breadwinner, all that stuff. And she goes, I want to be a girl at this point in my life. She's very good at it, by the way.
Yeah.
But like, I remember she said that. She says, I really want to be the girl. So in an early date, she reached for a door. We were going to a restaurant. And I said to her, and I just took her by the shoulder, turned her, looked her in the eye, and said, "With me, you will never touch a door again."
Oh, and I love that.
Oh my God. Well, you know, being a screenwriter really helps. Have that powerful.
I know. You write the romantic comedies as you're going. It's fantastic.
It's kind of true. And she just loved that because that's what she was telling me. And guys, listen, because they will give you all the clues. So that was a great clue to me that she really wanted to be treated like a girl finally in her early 30s, you know, that she just wanted that. And so you, as a man who has some experience with the world, experience with people, you should be able to hear those clues.
Definitely. And the more present you are and the more, you know, work that you have done in yourself to open yourself up, the easier it is for you to actually hear other people because you're not so trapped inside of your own head listening to yourself. You're listening to other people.
Absolutely.
Well, I think this is wonderful. I think you obviously have every base covered because every question that I asked, you're like, it's in the book, it's in the book. But it sounds like what you are doing is walking men through every step of learning, first of all, how to be a wonderful leading man, which is interesting because you are a writer, so the leading man. But also as well, it's like it is how to not understand, but work with younger women because they are people who are younger than you, so they're a little bit distant from where you are right now. And so just introducing the younger female mindset, how we work, the different types of younger women that they are, and I think it sounds wonderful. So why don't you tell the guys who are listening, if they are interested in finding out more about you and finding out more about your program, can you tell them how to get in touch with you?
Sure. I mean, you'll have the link to the...
Yeah. There's going to be a link underneath this. Is that all that they have to do is go to the link and then they'll see a video or some, what will
they do? Yeah, there's a short video. Kat and I, we had a lot of fun making these videos because we actually talked through a lot of what we were just talking about and some other aspects, but we shot it like in the bathtub, and bed and room service. Like we had really fun to show that this is really fun. I mean, you'll see these short videos. They're very funny. She's very funny.
I love that.
But, what I want to say is that seriously, fun is a word I haven't hit hard enough because I've been talking about, you know, being paternal and caring.
Yeah.
But I told my own kids, who are now 17 and 20, you know, I've been dating like seriously younger women for the last few years. And I said to them, I seriously accept missing you. Like I could die today and say I had the most amazing life. Like I had, besides the rest of my life, but the last couple of years have been so much fun. You know, dating young, you know, just young, fun, adventurous, sexy, hungry women who, you know, also we haven't talked about how much they want to explore their sexuality. You know, they want to explore, and we have a bunch of stuff on sexual exploration coming in this as part of this program. But how to lead them into new areas of fantasy and exploration that they maybe not had anybody they trusted before.
I love it. No, yeah. I hope that everybody's listening actually, you know, if you are interested in dating younger women, which I'm sure many people are, and I still consider myself a younger woman, so you should be interested in doing it, then use the link below that I have added to this, and you'll find out more information from Adam. And thank you so much for talking and giving away your secrets to me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, I'm happy to. No, I'm like I said, I've had the greatest few years of my life. Happy to share it. You know, it's like I'm actually in a relationship now, and I'm super happy there. And so I'm happy to share everything I learned.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Really a pleasure, Marnie, as always.
Yes, as always.